defensive is tough. They do a lot offensively. So and I'm nowhere near the athlete Cam is. So I was just trying to do my best, run around, and keep the defense busy.
He did as good a job as he could. You know, it's pretty tough to impersonate Cam Newton. So I think Trevor handled it well and got our defense ready. So hopefully the QBs this week will do the same.
Didn't do well at all. he didn't do a good job. But, you know, I think, you know, we played, you know, other mobile quarterbacks during the year. So, and our defense is fast, man. We got a lot of team speed. So, you know, even if we didn't see it in practice, I wouldn't say we didn't necessarily need to. But, you know, when the game came, you know, everybody was what it needs to be.
Today's pregame show is brought to you by Microsoft.
From scout team to starter, an incredible story from Trevor Siemian there as he looks to make his first start tonight. And you're looking at a live shot of Civic Center Park, NFL Kickoff Village. The whole city of Denver is buzzing for tonight's game. And guys, that's because it's a Super Bowl rematch in a sense. And Simeon's counterpart, Cam Newton, is coming off an MVP season, one where the Panthers had the top offense in the NFL, and they're looking to be even better this year.
Yeah, they have Kelvin Benjamin back. Of course, he was out for all of last season with a torn ACL that he suffered in training camp, but it did not really hinder the Panthers' offense that much over the course of the season. Got great contributions from Greg Olsen, one of the league's best pass-catching tight ends. Now they have Benjamin back. Devin Funchess, a draft pick last year, is a year older, a year more experienced. So you've got three big targets, and it's going to be a challenge to cover those guys. And the fact that the Panthers can also do a lot of good things on the ground with Cam Newton, but also, you know, handing the ball to Jonathan Stewart and others. It's a very potent offense. It does a great job of keeping opponents off balance.
Yeah, with those wide receivers coming back tonight, the pass rush will be key. In two games against the Broncos, Cam Newton's been sacked 13 times.
Yeah, and that last game, that Super Bowl game, Cam Newton did not have his A game, 18 of 41 for 265 and an interception, a QBR of 16.9. Not great at all. Now, that might be just the motivation that he needs. You're talking about an MVP player, a franchise quarterback that you are going to hear from for years to come. That might just be the motivation he needs here tonight, and the Broncos are well aware.
I mean, it's almost like looking at myself at quarterback. See how tall I am right now? Just exactly how some of the guys look at him. You see him running the ball. He's like a running back slash, you know, quarterback, like a two-dimensional type guy. And he can beat you in so many ways. So he's one of the top quarterbacks that I've been against. But at the end of the day, I look at it as, you know, he's a quarterback that has a jersey on. I mean, if you had a jersey on, I'd sack you too.
I got a mutual respect for Cam. You know, he's an elite player. Cam is great when he has, you know, a lot of time. And so I'm sure that they, you know, come up with some type of ways to block up, you know, and use the whole front, try to max protect.
If we all play assignment football, you know, the guys that are supposed to be for the quarterback, if they, you know, stay their ground and the guy's supposed to play the dive or the running back or the pitch, you know, if everybody plays their job and plays their assignment, that's how we contain them.
We love the challenge, man, just going against that great offense, man. We know, we don't forget what they did last year, man. Bunch of points, man, bunch of yards, man. I rush their opponents by 1,000 yards and things like that. So we know what they're capable of, man. That's why we play the game, man. We love the competition.
Last night, I know a lot of our fans had the chance to see Worth the Wait, that great NFL Films documentary on NFL Network. And one of the things that I thought was interesting was with elite quarterbacks like Tom Brady and Cam Newton, Wade Phillips said one of the most important things is to bring pressure from a lot of different angles. I think the Broncos are going to hope to do that here tonight. However, they have a huge challenge in front of them. Anytime you get a guy who's elusive like Cam Newton, things can be very, very challenging.
Yeah, they certainly are. You know, Cam Newton, number one in that 2011 draft. Von Miller, number two. Kind of makes things a little personal between those two anytime they're on the field at the same time.
A little bit. They will always be connected because of that draft, and also they've had some fascinating games against each other. Super Bowl 50, of course, Von Miller and the Broncos got the better of it, and then Von Miller and the Broncos got the better of it back in 2012, and that was a big game early in Von Miller's career. But, you know, they're always going to be compared against each other, even though they're not close. It's not like they're buddy-buddy or anything like that, but you're always going to connect the two, and you know, they're not, because they're in opposite conferences, not there many chances to see them go against each other. but you always love to see the best against the best.
Well, after a very busy offseason for Von Miller, dancing with the stars, he had the new six-year contract. He's back, and he's looking even better.
My game is line up here and come with the same effort every single play, try to tire out my guy. So, you know, I'm really not a big, you know, trash talker or, you know, try to get up under, you know, skin. I want to bring the pressure every single play. That's what I want to do.
Von is better right now than he was at this time last year. I mean, he's seems to be more comfortable in everything. He's really focused. You know, I'm really pleased where he is right now.
That's just a different, you know, type of Von. It's just a different focus than what I had last year. You know, my role has changed, you know, than what it was last year. And I just want to, you know, be accountable to my teammates and the coaching staff.
He was the MVP but in the Super Bowl, but, you know, I think his next step or his next goal is to be the Defensive Player of the Year.
You hear Wade Phillips talking about Von maybe wanting to go after that Defensive Player of the Year. He'll have to bring that focus and energy every single game after having 11 sacks in 2015. And he'll be helped by a very strong secondary.
Yeah, and the secondary is one of the things that allows the Broncos to do things against the Carolina offense that not a lot of other teams can do, because when you have Aqib Talib, Chris Harris Jr., and Bradley Roby, you can emphasize man coverage. Of course, the Broncos love man coverage, love to leave their cornerbacks on an island, and that frees up so many possibilities for the line, for the inside linebackers and the guys and the safeties, Darian Stewart and T.J. Ward, because they don't have as many coverage responsibilities. They can attack, and they can be part of defending the run, and that's where you start against Carolina. Stop the run and try to make them one-dimensional.
They're so multifaceted, this Broncos secondary. The no-fly zone, they led the league in pass defense last year, but more than that, they feel like they need to keep their edge. We showed you earlier this preseason, defensive backs coach Joe Woods pulling out the gadgets. We saw them with the blinders, the wristbands. They're using everything at their disposal to keep their edge this preseason, because they still think that they need to prove a lot here tonight, and they really want to make sure that everybody knows last year was not a fluke.
It could take a lot. I mean, I kept my notes from last year, you know, so it's pretty much a lot of the similar stuff, a lot of the same offense. So you could take, as far as game planning, you could take a lot from what we did preparing for the Super Bowl.
And Newton off the right side is pulled down with a good ankle-high tackle from Chris Harris Jr.
Our team is very smart, especially defensive-wise, so we feel like we already got a great jump, great game plan, and everybody's pretty locked in on everything that we have to do. And so I think we're the same in our preparation as we were in the Super Bowl. I think we're even past that, even ahead of that.
Newton drops deep, throws the ball over the middle, into and out of the hands again, and intercepted by T.J. Ward.
I mean, we're both pretty familiar with each other, but we're going to have nuances on both sides of the ball, and we have to be prepared for them. You know, it's not going to be the same game from the Super Bowl. It's probably going to be completely different, but you know, that's the beauty of football.
Hope to see a lot of those guys here tonight. Well, coming up on the BTV Live pregame show, John Elway. It was just 5 days ago that he had to cut down the roster to 53. However, the Broncos are ready for the 2016 season despite the turnaround, and he thinks they can be even better. We'll tell you why next.